I actually noticed that little guitar you have over in the corner.
Oh yeah, it's a.
Is that a little guitar or is that a regular size guitar?
It's somewhere in between a regular size guitar and a child's guitar.
Oh, hey, check this out.
Oh, I forgot. Show us how to play guitar and sing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's something I've been doing for a while, singing and playing guitar. And one thing I love to do around the holidays is sing a holiday song. Is that all right with you guys?
Oh yeah,
I would love to hear it. That'd be great.
All right, great. Well, this one is based on a true story, and it goes a little something like this. Live in a small house just big enough for my little family and me. So we cleared out a tiny little corner of the living room for a tiny Christmas tree. So we drove on down to the great big lot outside a great big CVS. And my daughter ran up to the mightiest fir and said, "This one is the best." Well, darling, you're not lying. This tree is the best, it's true. But our ceiling's so low and the walls so close, a smaller tree will have to do. And that's when we saw it laying on its side, just a scrawny little tree. Didn't look like much, twisted up a bit and patchy, not healthy. Then my tiny little daughter let out a great big sigh and said, "I guess this is our tree." So I called the tree man over and pointed it out, and this is what he said to me. "That's gonna be $75. No, you know, I'm making $85 for that one over there. You know, I'm $90. My boss was crawling all over my back when I sold one of these for under $100 earlier today. So you know, it's kind of crummy. So I'll give it to you for $90. We'll call it a day. And make sure you tip the guy who puts it on the top of your card. Also, you could be playing with cash or what? If you're not paying with cash, it's going to be around $100. We're going to go up because you got all these extra charges that they put on cards these days. And, man, my cell phone's not working. I'm going to have to send you to the ATM inside the CVS so that you can get the cash for it. You can pay like that. And if you're going to do that, just make sure you get $120 so you can tip the guy who puts it on top of your car. All right?" So that's the story of how we got it, the most expensive crummy Christmas tree. We'll keep it up in the house for 2 darn weeks, and then we'll throw it in the garbage and leave brown needles all over the floor and the street and the sidewalk. And dogs will come by and do what dogs do on crummy old Christmas trees.
Oh my God. I didn't expect to cry.
No, I'm teary-eyed in the tradition of Frosty and Rudolph. I think we just witnessed a new holiday classic, Jeff. What do you think?
A real holiday Christmas classic.
Joe Moore. In singing, what do we call that little ditty, Joe?
Oh, that's the crummiest, the most expensive crummy Christmas tree.